It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm joined now by Washington Times columnist Patrick Ruby, who has a story in today's Washington Times you really need to read, and you need to do it quickly. The end is near for Mayan calendar myth. Oh, wait a minute. It's not going to happen? You mean I just ran my credit cards to the max for nothing?
No, this actually, I hate to tell you, this will not be your last day of working at the radio show.
Oh. I'm
actually going to have to come in tomorrow.
Oh, man. All right, so what happened here? Is this just something that's run amok? It's a myth that has grown in size over the years?
You know, that's completely what it is. The craziest thing about this is not the idea that the world's going to end and that it's going to end tomorrow. The craziest thing about this is that the Mayans never said a word about this. This whole thing is like basically, like you said, it's a cultural myth run amok, and it all comes from a misunderstanding of how the Mayan calendar actually works.
But
let me try to explain that for a second.
Okay.
I mean, basically, the Mayans had this really long calendar. Interesting enough, archaeologists call it the long calendar. And basically... Right. Pretty clever name for it.
Yeah, really.
So basically, how it worked, it was broken into these periods of about 144,000 days. They were calendar cycles. They were called baktuns. And December 21st, Friday, is going to mark the day when this calendar rolls into its 13th cycle. Now, that calendar, you think of it looking like an odometer on a car, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be 13-0-0-0-0 on Friday.
Okay.
That's it. It's just a marking place on their calendar. Like, basically like how an odometer can roll over.
Yeah.
You can still drive the car. And that's the thing with this. It didn't mean the world was going to end. It just meant, like, okay, we're coming on a new cycle in our calendar.
All right, so why are people reacting the way they're reacting? And not just here, I mean around the world.
Well, first of all, yeah, we should talk about that. It isn't just here where I think half of it's a little tongue-in-cheek. I mean, you've got a slew of TV shows and movies sort of either poking fun at this or making just so awkward or crazy assertions. But around the world, I mean, you have in China, people have been purchasing mass quantities of candles, canned food, gas masks, fiberglass survival pods. In Brazil, there's a mayor of a mountain town there who urged everybody in this town stock up on food and supplies. There's a Turkish village, Sirsini. 600 people live there. It expects up to 60,000 visitors this month. Do you want to know why? Because all these New Age spiritualists, who are, by the way, the people that really kind of propagated this myth, they think that location has, I quote, positive energy that's going to protect them somehow from this global apocalypse that's upon us.
Okay. All right.
And there was actually, and even believe it or not, there was a poll of people in 21 different countries, 10,000 adults, 8% of people had experienced actual fear and anxiety over the world ending this month. China was up to 20%. Russia was 13%. And we were right behind Russia at 12%.
That's really amazing. Hey, you know, I read a story that NASA was inundated with calls and emails and visitor questions.
Yeah, you know, there is a ask an astronomer feature on like NASA's website, and I think in the last couple of years, it got something like 5,000 people have written in asking, you know, what should they do about the end of the world. So many people have bothered NASA. They actually released a video on Tuesday debunking this whole thing. The video is actually forward dated for Saturday, December 22nd, and the title was "Why the World Didn't End Yesterday." It's great. It's actually, I recommend everybody watch it because it's actually pretty informative as well.
Yeah.
But it does note the fact that if you talk to any scholar archaeologist, thousands of Maya ruins have been discovered and translated. Not one of them discussed the end of the world. Contrary to some speculation, solar flares are not threatening to envelop the planet on Friday. There are no known asteroids or comets on a collision course with Earth. And then one of the biggest sort of myths out there is that this mysterious planet called Nibiru, which, by the way, is not something from Avatar 2, it's supposedly going to slam into the Earth on Friday.
Oh.
But as the NASA astronomers point out, and I don't think you need to be working for NASA to realize this, if there was an actual planet coming to hit the Earth, you go outside and look, and you would see it. It would be the biggest, brightest object in the sky.
Yeah. So I guess the final phase of this is I hear people are cashing in on this.
Well, you know, of course they are. I mean, this has been actually to the actual descendants of the real Maya, who are, you know, down in Guatemala and in you know, southern Mexico.
Sure.
Where you've got all those, you know, amazing ruins. By the way, one of the big Mayan temples actually was used as the rebel base in the first Star Wars movie. I don't know if you remember those jungle scenes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they actually draw a lot of Star Wars tourists. But these sites have been drawing just tons of tourists in general. So it's been kind of a boon for them. There's also there's a watchmaker that created a special ninth Mayan underworld watch to mark this occasion. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a pretty expensive watch, but it looks really cool. there's a Turkish businessman in that little village I was telling you about. He's selling a special wine of the apocalypse. I suppose the idea is, you know, if we're all going to die, you might as well go out with a glass of wine in your hand. And, you know, one other thing I thought was really funny, it's not really cashing in, but sort of having fun with this. The Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, she actually made a spoof television appearance. And she came on TV, and in totally deadpan, she said, "It turns out the Mayan calendar is true."
Oh, man.
And she said, "Whether the final blow comes from flesh-eating zombies, demonic hell beasts, or from the total tribe of Korean pop, I'll always fight for you to the very end." Obviously, she's having fun with it.
Yeah.
I would love to see President Obama or maybe someone from Congress get up and do something similar.
Yeah, and one of the real stoic ones, like John Boehner when he takes to the podium. You know?
Maybe we can have a joint bipartisan press conference. You know? Everybody, we've called off the fiscal cliff negotiations. There's no need. We're going into a real, you know, the Earth is going off the real cliff tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be great. Hey, folks, don't sweat the fiscal cliff. We've got something a little bigger. All right, now, I want you, Patrick Ruby, to fess up. When you first heard about this, did you wonder just a little bit?
You know, what I did wonder is, you know, when will this be made into a movie? And actually, there was that 2012 movie of John C. Cusack a few years ago. That's sort of played off of this. But no, I'm not a superstitious type, so I assume, you know, look, as you guys remember, between the Y2K bug, wasn't there like an end of the world thing just a few months ago?
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of people that were claiming the world was going to end.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, these kind of apocalyptic things have come along every few years. And honestly, they're kind of fun and they're enjoyable. But, you know, the world keeps spinning, as I say.
Yeah. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. The end is near for Mayan calendar myth. It's by Patrick Ruby. Patrick, thanks for joining me. Have a great holiday, provided we make it that far. And maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe I won't.
You know what? I'm confident we'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Take care.
Patrick Ruby of the Washington Times, 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned.